us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And as we are celebrating Holy Week, leading up to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, I wanted to take some time to examine the last days leading up to his crucifixion. We know through our study of the Word that Jesus was on trial for charges that were obviously brought against him for political and power reasons, but unknowingly fulfilling God's will. The accounts of Jesus' trial and crucifixion is found in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, each providing unique perspective on the events. The charges brought against Jesus by the religious authorities of his time were multifaceted and definitely politically charged. Throughout his ministry, Jesus challenged the religious establishment and claimed authority that was perceived as a threat to their power and influence. His teachings and actions, including his claims of divinity and his criticism of religious hypocrisy, incurred the wrath of the religious leaders. The primary charges leveled against Jesus during his trial before the Jewish Sanhedrin Council and later before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, included blasphemy, claiming to be king of the Jews, and inciting rebellion against Roman authority. These charges were intended to justify Jesus' condemnation and execution under both Jewish and Roman law. However, it is essential to recognize that Jesus' crucifixion was not solely the result of human malice or political intrigue. It was part of God's larger plan for the redemption of humanity. Throughout his ministry, Jesus spoke openly about his impending death and resurrection, foretelling the purpose and significance of his sacrificial death. In the Gospel of John, Jesus declares, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, which is John 3:16, reading from the NIV. Jesus understood his mission to be the fulfillment of God's plan to reconcile humanity to himself, to atone for sin, and to offer salvation to all who would believe in him. In choosing to accept crucifixion, Jesus willingly submitted to the will of the Father, surrendering himself as the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of humanity. His death on a cross was not an act of defeat, but a demonstration of God's love and mercy towards sinful humanity. The Apostle Paul captures the significance of Jesus' crucifixion in his letter to the Corinthians, stating, For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 4 in the NIV. Jesus' death on the cross was the means by which God accomplished his plan of redemption, making forgiveness and reconciliation possible for all who believed in him. In conclusion, the charges brought against Jesus and his subsequent crucifixion were part of God's sovereign plan to bring salvation to humanity. While Jesus faced unjust accusations and condemnation by human authorities, his sacrificial death on the cross was the ultimate expression of God's love and grace. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus accomplished the redemption of humanity, fulfilling the purpose for which he came into this world. As we prepare to celebrate Resurrection Sunday, let us remember that we too have a purpose, that we were called to earth for a reason that's specific to the gifts that were planted in us. And as we discover those gifts, we must be ready to turn over our lives to God and allow him to use us to fulfill his purpose and bring him glory. Until we meet again, God bless.
I've wandered far away from God.
This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.